Okay, guys, good evening. It's good to be back. So it's our last night. Trying to figure out who all's here. I think we've got the groups together. Thank you all so much for doing it this fall and for joining us and participating in evangelism. I've been encouraged a ton, and I know Pastor Reeder and lots of others have as well. So praise the Lord for your efforts and your heart to share the love of Christ with folks and get out there and do it, you know. I mean, you probably poll churches around our country today, and 99% of them would say evangelism, especially cold turkey, which is kind of what we do. Cold turkey evangelism doesn't work. And that's right. Yeah, whoever laughed, amen. It's a joke. I mean, and the only reason I believe that we say that in the church is because we're too scared and lazy to get out there and do it. So that's convicting to me because, you know, how faithful am I at doing this outside of this class? You know, how faithful are you at doing this outside of this class? And hopefully we are. And we're becoming more faithful at it as we see God do extraordinary things. You know, last week, Alan and I had two UAB students. After we talked to one, I don't know if it was a man or a woman. Honestly, it was a transgender person who was miserable, basically, and said they didn't believe in God or the afterlife. And I asked her, I felt like it was a she. But you could tell that that wasn't clear at all. I mean, talk like a man, look like a woman. So anyways, just in despair, you know, hopeless in that state. And that translated well, because you would think that that would be the case. I said, if you're going to die, I know I'm going to die. I said, would your life be better in any way if you believed that you would spend eternity somewhere? And the person said, no, because I don't really like this life. And then they had to leave. But I just, so sad. But hopefully we gave some hope to to that person. And maybe the Lord will use that, again, as we've talked about in here, like a pebble in your shoe. It just kind of annoys you until you deal with it and you wrestle with it. But then the next two people that we talked to, Carla and Nicola, both prayed with us, prayed to receive Christ. You know, they had a works-based salvation way of thinking. And y'all, I know y'all have all experienced it. Probably some of y'all have experienced it this fall. I mean, I was shocked when they said, yes, we would like to pray. It's like, really? You know, I can't help it. You sure? But I loved, obviously learned this from Pastor Reeder. I love the way to present it to them after you share the gospel with them. And I said, is there any reason why you wouldn't want to receive this free gift? And they looked at each other and said, no, there's no reason. I said, are you sure? So anyways, that's right. That's not a good thing. You know, I need to look back, but I would say this fall we've had, and this would be a real guesstimate, but 15, maybe more. Yeah, praise the Lord. Yeah, amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah. And it's terrible for us in the reform circles to say that, well, what form of evangelism does work when God's sovereign? I mean, hello? And so God is sovereign. He's sovereign over our interacting with these folks for the first time. He's sovereign. Maybe we're the 10th person to share with somebody. Y'all know all this. We've talked about the theology behind this, but I just want to tell you how much I appreciate y'all being here and coming each week. And I want to say to you, please come again. I know Greg's moving. We're trying to convince him not to, but if you are living in Birmingham or visiting, please come back.
Yes, sir. We are.
That's right. That's right. We'll do it at the next place God calls you to, the church where you are. So please, 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 please consider, because I would trust any of you guys with leading some folks and taking them out there. And please take advantage of this in January. What we're going to do is we're going to have another banquet on January 4th. It's kind of early. We're not prepared to start with midweek then, but we like that because it's the week before. So we'll have our banquet on January the 4th, and then we'll start with the evangelism time and training together on the 11th. Okay? So we'd love to have y'all participate again and recruit some folks. Recruit some folks. I'm trying to recruit my wife, trying to get her back in here. We sat in this very section of the fellowship hall. Honestly, I can't remember what year. It was probably 98, 99, and Dr. Barker was my trainer, and you know, wow, it was awesome, and what a blessing. I'll tell you one quick funny story. I thought it was funny. Probably 2 or 3 weeks into the EE training, and Dr. Barker, we're going out, we're going to visit some people that had visited the church, and he said, "Eric, why don't you share tonight?" And what he failed to do was say, "Share your testimony." And all I heard was, "Why don't you share tonight?" And I thought, well, I'm going to give it my best. You know, only know like maybe 1/10 of this presentation at this point. And so I was fumbling through and did the best I could with it. And we got back in the car and he said, "Great job." You know, he's always an encourager. He said, "I really just wanted you to tell your testimony, and then I was going to pick up with the rest." And I thought, man, I wish I would have known that. Because, I mean, I think I had things out of context, but he was so gracious, and what a servant of the Lord and faithful evangelist. And I think one of the things that was so special about Dr. Barker was he was doing that every day of the week. And I just remember we would have new youth, one guy named Larry Hipp. I don't know if anybody here remembers that name. Larry Hipp was a high school student from Pelham. Shows up in our Sunday school class one Sunday by himself. Didn't come with his family. First time at our church. Shows up in the Sunday school class. And lo and behold, Dr. Barker had led him to Christ at the gas station. At a pump. At the gas station. And I think Larry went into ministry after that. Years and years later. You know. So, it does work. And thank the Lord that we have the privilege to go out and share. So, I'm going to leave it at that and send us out because it's dark and it's late and it's cold, getting colder, and I want us to get out there and share the gospel. But I'll be following up with everybody, just inviting you again, encouraging you to invite somebody else. I'd love for us to take over this section of the fellowship hall. And here's one thing I do want to say to y'all. I really, really do value your input. So if you have thoughts like, hey, they're clanging and making noise over here, could we meet somewhere else in the church? You know, valid. Let me know if you feel like we should do that. Anything you guys have by way of constructive criticism, I would love to get from you in an email. That would help me a lot to make this better. So, and I do want to mention, I probably already have, but the desire for the next year's theme, so this year's been spiritual gifts. The next year's theme is most likely going to be evangelism. So hopefully we'll have a swell of people being involved and getting involved. And but it's going to be best if we recruit people to come and we're here with them. So I want to encourage y'all on that.